Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
This is my...
Welcome to the second hour of Swing Time for today, Tuesday the 20th of May 2025. Mike Coates here, continuing with the presentation. And in fact, again, a rather spiritual approach to our day, or our afternoon, with the opening track, which was also one of my classic jazz records for this second hour. Better Get It In Your Soul, Charles Mingus's composition and supervision. His musicians were Jimmy Nepper, trombone, John Handy, alto, Booker Irwin on tenor, Horace Parlan was the pianist, Charles Mingus on bass, of course, and encouragement, which he wasn't slow in giving, Danny Richmond at the drums. Recorded on the 30th at, again, the Columbia 30th Street Studios in New York City, and this time it was on the 5th of May 1959. Better Get It In Your Soul. And I do sincerely hope that all the music we present each Tuesday hits the spot, like Better Get It In Your Soul. And there'll be another classic track later on in this programme. Having already broken my usual order of playlist rules, Here is another departure from the norm. A postscript to the two classic jazz records heard in the first hour. Not so much another classic jazz recording, but another version of the classic tune, Summertime. A pianist who pleased no less than Duke Ellington. It's good to feel that the Duke and I share the same opinion. Here is Willie the Lion Smith, recorded in Paris on the 30th of November 1965. Willie the Lion Smith with the tune from Porgy and Bess, Summertime. Sonny Chris was an alto player who never lost in his playing the influence of his original inspiration, Charlie Parker. Added to that, as others have observed, irrespective of the backgrounds of the various sessions he recorded, his performances were always full of interest, and his choice of material often moved away from the usual jazz standards. In this next track, the musicians are Sonny Chris alto, Cedar Walton piano, Tal Farlow guitar, Bob Cranshaw bass, and Lenny Brown drums. Recorded in the Rudy Van Gelder Studios in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, on the 18th of August, 1967, this is Sunny. Thank you. Sonny Chris in 1967. Time now for big band jazz with a title from the middle of the swing era. The ensemble, referred to as the Fletcher Henderson All-Stars, resulted from one of the groups brought into the summer of 1957 at the Great South Bay Jazz Festival on Long Island. The idea was to revive the music and memory of the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra. Subsequent to this festival, a record was made of the group, and here it is. They play Fats Waller's Honeysuckle Rose. The Fletcher Henderson All-Stars, who are Rex Stewart, trumpet, Benny Morton and J.C. Higginbotham, with Dickie Wells on trombone, Hilton Jefferson, alto, Coleman Hawkins, tenor, Red Richards, piano, Al Casey, guitar, so he should know the music, Bill Pemberton, baritone, Jimmy Crawford was the drummer. Bill Pemberton, bass, I should have said. It was recorded in New York City on the 26th to the 2nd of December 1957. As I mentioned, it is Honeysuckle Rose. We'll be right back. the Fletcher Henderson All-Stars. That appeared on quite a famous 12-inch vinyl album, The Big Reunion. You are listening to Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates presenting this second hour of the programme. John Yule's still on holiday, but I expect him to be back next week. And it's time now for the gig guide for the coming week. The gig for the Lescar is somewhat different and is a collaboration between the Lescar, the university, Music in the Round, the Samuel Worth Chapel, and it takes place on Friday. The overall event is called Keystone Piano Festival and consists of five pianists over two nights. The easiest way to obtain the information and what's happening here is to check out the Lescar website. For those who are unable to immediately pinpoint the location of the Samuel Worth Chapel, this is located in the General Cemetery and it's on Cemetery Avenue, Sheffield 11. It's right at the top of the hill, as I remember. And worth keeping this location under tabs because there are other jazz events scheduled for later this year. There doesn't appear to be a presentation by Sheffield Jazz this week, but on Saturday the 24th of May at Leopold Square, 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m, the Power Trio will be performing. The Power Trio is made up of Ryan Taylor piano, Alex McGibbon bass, and Tom Townsend on drums. And as I said, there doesn't appear to be any Sheffield Jazz gig this week. The guitarist, Eddie Lang, had sadly quite a short life. He was just 31 when he died. And apparently, Bing Crosby was so impressed by Eddie Lang's work that the old groaner specified that Lang should be an accompanist on all Crosby's recordings. When you hear Eddie on this 1932 recording, it's easy to understand why.
Some of these days, you're gonna miss me, honey. Some of these days, you're gonna be so lonely. You'll miss my hugging, gonna miss my kissing. You'll be so sorry when I'm away. Now you're gonna be lonely, just for me only. Cause you know, honey, that you had your way. And when you leave me, you know it's gonna grieve me. You'll miss your little Eddie some of these days. Thank you. gonna be lonely, just for me only. Cause you know, honey, that you had your way. And when you leave me, you know it's gonna grieve me. You'll miss your little da di da di da di da da. Weed, 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 weed.
The orchestra there was the Lenny Hayton Orchestra, Lenny Hayton, piano and director, and other notables on the track were Nat Natoli, trumpet, Bill Rank, trombone, Frank Trombauer, C. Melody Sykes, and of course Eddie Lang, as I mentioned, on guitar. Recorded in Chicago on the 25th of May, 1932, Some of These Days. My second classic jazz record for this hour is another Miles Davis disc, and in fact, a composition by Davis himself. Miles said of the two tunes which he wrote for this album that it was the first time he had written in modal form. The album was Milestones, and we are to hear the title track.
Thank you.
If you've not committed the lineup to memory, it's as follows: Miles Davis trumpet, Cannonball Adderley alto, John Coltrane tenor, Red Garland piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Philly Joe Jones at the drums. Recorded again at the Columbia 30th Street Studio in New York City. And the date was the 4th of February, 1958. Milestones from Miles Davis's famous Milestones album. Solo piano next, although you might be forgiven for assuming that there are at least six different jazz piano stylists sitting on the piano stool. I can assure you there is only one. It's Dick Hyman, and he plays Irving Berlin's Russian Lullaby. What I think qualifies for the phrase a tour de force. Dick Hyman piano, recorded at the Clinton Studios in New York City, 8th or 9th of December 1987. Irving Berlin's Russian Lullaby. Well, running now towards the end of the show, so time for the usual reminders. Mike Coates saying thank you for listening, and as usual, I do hope you have enjoyed my selections. I expect colleague John Yule to be back in harness next week. So we hope that you will join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m. for more jazz, blues and swing music on Swing Time, broadcast on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Also, do take care out there. To close then, as much as we can manage of an early Jazz at the Fill concert, in fact, the first Jazz at the Fill concert. The rapport built up by the musicians here is nothing short of outstanding. Simply entitled Blues, it was recorded at the Philharmonic Auditorium in Hollywood on the 2nd of July 1944. J.J. Johnson trombone, Illinois Jacquette and Jack McVeigh are tenor players, Nat King Cole is the pianist, Les Paul on guitar and Johnny Miller bass with Lester Young's brother Lee Young on drums. As I said, Hollywood, the 2nd of July 1944. Blues.
Ha ha ha!